Back in February, the governor held a press conference focused solely on Alaska's ferry system. The fleet's last operating mainliner had just broken down, causing what would be a nearly six-week shutdown of regional service.
We are doing everything we can to work on fixing this issue and, like I said, coming together to come up with a sustainable solution that's going to go forward for many years.
Asked about using federal highway dollars available for maintenance and repairs, the governor deferred to Transportation Commissioner John McKinnon, who pointed to the agency's statewide transportation improvement program called the STIP.
Look at the STIP, and that will show you where we're putting federal funds into ports and ship repairs.
It's a four-year plan to leverage nearly $500 million in federal funding to pay for state transportation needs. Think of it as a wish list the state draws up to spend federal money. And under that program, the federal government pays about 90% of each project, whether it's a road, bridge, or ferry boat. But there are strings attached. More on that in a minute. As part of the deal, the state gets a pot of federal money that has to be spent on ferries. It's nearly $17 million a year for the entire fleet. But the state can also spend other federal funds on the ships too. Only according to the STIP approved in late April, it doesn't plan to.
By not asking for enough money to maintain the fleet, it's an indicator of what their intentions are.
That's Dave Kenzinger. He's on the steering committee of the Alaska Marine Highway Reform Project. It seeks to remake the Marine Highway as a public corporation with more autonomy, rather than an arm of the state's Department of Transportation. He says it's clear from reading the state's plan for those federal dollars that it isn't prioritizing ferries.
When you have a fleet where the majority of the vessels are between 45 and 58 years old, if you want to keep them running, you have to have an active maintenance program. And it's more than active maintenance. You actually have to spend real money on them if you want to keep them operating.
To be clear, this isn't a huge change from the way federal funds were spent on the Marine Highway in previous years. Data provided by the state agency shows the ferry system has received, on average, about $21 million annually in federal funding over the last decade. But the STIP projects the state putting less than that into the ferries going forward over the next 4 years. DOT's Program Development Director Ben White says the drop is due to other critical projects across the state.
We have more needs in the state for infrastructure than we have available federal funding, so we're having to stretch the federal dollar further and further.
He says the STIP is often amended, meaning the state can redirect federal funds. His agency is working on an amendment now, but details won't be out until summer. Commissioner John McKinnon has cited another key reason why more federal dollars aren't being leveraged for ferries. There are strings attached. Federally funded projects have to be put out to a nationwide competitive bid.
Annual overhauls are done at the Ketchikan shipyard. They're done with state funds. If they were to be done with federal funds, we'd have to write up a much bigger design and contract, put it out to bid, and the work very possibly would go to Seattle or Portland. Probably not in our best interests.
There's strong support in the legislature for keeping money in state, but some coastal legislators say that the fleet needs more money now to keep it running, federal or otherwise. Senator Jesse Keel is a Juneau Democrat who's argued for more ferry funding across the board.
And sometimes that means opening up that competitive bid without an Alaska bidder's preference. We can absolutely keep Ketchikan Ship and Dry Dock humming and still do the best job of managing Alaska's finances and fixing our vessels.
And there's another wrinkle. Alaska has two public ferry systems, the Marine Highway and the Inter-Island Ferry that runs between Ketchikan and Prince of Wales Island. This year, the Inter-Island Ferry was left out of the four-year STIP, despite warnings it'll need about $6 million to keep its two ships running. The Department of Transportation has said that the Inter-Island Ferry will get the money it needs, but it may be from the pot of money set aside for the Marine Highway, and that would mean even less for repairs and upkeep for the Alaska Marine Highway System's fleet. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.